Good morning and welcome to our Wednesday morning chapel. And today we begin our worship with Psalm 119, Part 2. You'll find that on page 191 in the front portion of your hymn book. This is known as an acrostic psalm. Each section would begin with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And today we're going to sing portion 2. This is the longest psalm that there is in the Old Testament. And it deals with how the believer relates to God through his word. It's a beautiful psalm with a lot of familiar passages in it. So today we join in singing responsively, as indicated in the bulletin, singing responsively, just part 2, sung to tone 3. Let us please rise. Our scripture reading for today is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. When I was in sixth grade, my teacher asked me to do a report on slavery. And I'd heard about slavery a little bit before, but digging into this and looking it up in the encyclopedias, looking it up in the encyclopedias and looking at old pictures of slavery from the Civil War era, I was just shocked how awful of an institution this must have been. Could you imagine what it was like for some of those people to live under those kind of conditions? And to be forced to have to work for a certain person and be beaten and whipped if you didn't. Could never imagine somebody choosing to put themselves in that situation. Someone saying, yeah, I want to go live like that. I think that would be a good thing for me to go live like that. St. Paul, in our text, uses imagery of slavery. Slavery was very common in the ancient world, and different degradations or gradations of it and different versions of it, too. But he's basically saying this, that if you have chosen to let yourself become a slave to sin, in other words, if you just love your sin so much that you just can't wait to go back and serve that sin, and you really don't care anymore about what God says at all, and it just doesn't bother your conscience at all, then you have voluntarily, willingly subjected yourself and made yourself, shackled yourself, if you will, to serve on the plantation of the devil, of Satan, which, by the way, is also the plantation of graves. Martin Franzmann said it this way: freedom to sin is therefore merely a passport to slavery and assignment to death. So Paul is reminding believers in Christ, people who have been blessed to learn the gospel, that we have been completely freed from the law, the obligation to have to be a good person to try to get to heaven, the death of Christ, the fact that he went to the cross for all of us, that God incarnate came into this world to suffer and die for each one of us, to wipe away the guilt of all of our sins. Paul wrote in one place that he has freed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In this very book of Romans, Paul earlier had just written that we are justified, that means made right with God, freely by his grace. That's just an awesome sentence. We have been justified freely by his grace. He goes on to say, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You're not under any obligation now to have to live a certain way to get to heaven. Christ did it all for you. He made the full payment for you when he cried out from the cross, "It is finished." He meant it. He didn't mean that I did part of it and you have to do part of it. No, it's finished. It's done. It's completely done. You have complete freedom from the law, from the rules of God. You shall not do this. You shall not do that. You shall live like this. That's all gone now. Christ took care of it for you entirely and freely. You have the hope of going, I don't care who you are. I don't care how evil and wicked your life has been. God says that through the blood of Christ, all of that has been wiped away. You are absolutely free from the obligations of the law. Just think of that. That any sinner in the world has heaven because of what Christ has done. Through faith in him, they have heaven. It's just amazing. So nobody can take you back to having to be obligated to live a certain way or do something to try to someday make sure you get to heaven. Christ took care of it all. I remember in that same time that I was doing that report on slavery, running across the story of the Underground Railroad and Harriet Tubman, and what a wonderful hero she was to help people get out of this horrible institution up to freedom. You can just imagine how people longed for freedom who were living under slavery. I remember reading a story about one guy that he was on a plantation. He was in charge of sending all the wheat and stuff that they made, packaging it up and sending it off. He was a slave to this master. And one day he built a crate big enough to put himself in, and he shipped himself to Boston to freedom. Can you blame him? Think how it felt for those slaves when they finally got out of slavery to feel free. I just can't imagine how wonderful that felt. You and I, as Christians, have been freed from having to observe the law. We've been freed from having to be obligated to be a good person to try to let ourselves into heaven. We don't need that. Christ took care of it all. And so what that means, here's what Paul's saying. What that means for you, hear this closely, you can do anything you want. Yeah. I'm serious. You can do anything you want. So here's the question. What do you want? What do you want to do? Should go sleep with a whore tonight? Should go rob a bank? Should we go just sit in front of our computer and suck as much porn download as we can? Should we run off and talk bad about everybody that we can? Should we just go off and do anything we want sexually with people? Should we just get drunk and hammered this weekend? Should we just smoke weed all we want? You have absolute freedom to live that way. Is that what you want? Is that how you want to use this freedom that Christ has purchased for you? When I was in high school, I remember a friend of mine came into my room one night. I lived in a dormitory. And he was so mad. He was so mad at his parents. His dad was forcing him to get his hair cut. This was when long hair was really cool and in style. And oh, he was so mad at his dad. And he was just like, just so angry. And I said, well, are you going to do it? And he goes, yes, I have to. And he was just ticked off. And I remember that night thinking to myself, I've got a lot of other friends who don't get, who obey what their parents say, but they don't do it because they feel forced. They just want to. How is it that some parents are able to instill that in their kids, that they should want to obey them and not feel forced and obligated to obey them? A living apple tree, an apple tree that's truly alive, is going to produce apples not because somebody walks up to it with a gun and forces it to do it, but just because naturally that's what it produces. God stands back from your life, and he doesn't force you to have to be a good person to get to heaven. He doesn't force you to have to follow his commands to get to heaven. He doesn't come at you and force you with threats. But he loves to sit back and watch his children in this world, his believers, follow his commands just because they love him, just because he's been so amazing to them, just because they reflect on what a tremendously merciful God we had who did this for you free. What a Savior we have that just loves us. He just gave himself up. He felt hell for you. He did it entirely free. And he just gives it to you as a gift. You're not under any obligation. God, just like a parent, loves to see their child obey them just because they want to. And so when the believer willingly subjects himself or herself to the commands of God, that is the essence of true spiritual liberty. That's what it means to live in liberty. Now, I'm not saying that Christians don't sin and struggle with sin. We still do. But the difference is we don't shackle ourselves to it to serve it. We may fall into it at times, but we can't wait to get that shackle off of us and get back to serving God through repentance and once again being reminded of his grace and his forgiveness. The issue here is not whether or not Christians fall into sin. We do all the time. Paul goes on to address that. But it's what is our mindset? What is it that motivates us? What is our mindset toward that? And God promises us that there will be a joy that comes to those who willingly enslave, if you will, themselves to Christ, who willingly go serve on the plantation of God's grace and forgiveness. He promises blessing for that. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. Please rise. We pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your marvelous grace in Christ Jesus our Lord, freeing us from the laws of your commands, that we have the hope of everlasting life, every one of us, through faith in Christ. We pray that you would stir up our hearts in true faith to desire to serve you in complete freedom, looking forward to the home of complete freedom that we have in our everlasting home of heaven. We ask this all in our Lord's saving name. Amen.